Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, last night, not a pretty game. Probably one of the worst games we've seen the Beavers play. Not typical of the BSU Beavers. What was the message to your team last night after that game?
Try to flush that one quick. But you're spot on, Kelly. Obviously, you've got a long history with our program, and we did not play to our identity. At all. And again, credit to Luth. I don't want to take anything away from their performance. But that wasn't typical Beaver hockey for us. We like to make it so there's no easy ice, but there was a lot of easy ice out there for them. Did not make it tough for them in the zone, in the offensive zone. And again, a lot of standing and watching, a lot of puck watching, a lot of toes towards the net rather than heels towards the net. And the end result was the score. So we just talked about that. Had a good meeting this morning. Basically let them talk, and they all said the things that I expected them to say, and expecting a much better performance today.
Well, I know Hannah Hogenson, she had 41 saves last night. Typically when your goalie has that many saves, it's a pretty good night. What did you tell her about her particular performance last night? Obviously seeing 50 shots, making 41 saves. She wanted to finish that game, but...
She was obviously very frustrated, and I don't blame her. And I said, you know what, Hannah, those are certainly not your fault. You might have been our best player. I just didn't think it was fair to throw somebody else into a game like that. She gave us, she was doing the best she could. And a lot of those goals, like I said, were around the net. With people left open, nobody getting sticks. You give the Jaguar, Hughes, and Klein line that much time and space in the offensive zone, they're going to score, and they did that.
After watching film, what were some of the areas that were spot on that you knew your team needed to do better?
Do we have enough time, Kelly? a lot of it, and none of it's skill related. That was the point that I was trying to get across. Again, it's just a lot of not picking people up, not getting sticks. Getting beat back to the net was kind of a common theme. If there was a play along the wall, there was a maroon sweater that was beating the white sweater back to our net, and that just can't happen. And again, they're a skilled team, and if you give them time and space, they're going to make plays, and that's what they did. And obviously you want to spend more time in the offensive zone. Obviously, that's going to be sometimes your best defense is you're on offense, and you make them play defense. And we had some good shifts throughout the game, but certainly not enough. And again, we didn't score any goals, so tough to win hockey games when you don't put a puck in the net.
Well, you talk about Duluth's skill. They're also very fast. How do you slow them down?
Yeah, you know what? Again, we did a fairly decent job of slowing them down in the neutral zone, Kelly, believe it or not. They did hit some, they stretched the puck extremely well. And they were able to do that. I know on their sixth goal in the second period, they were able to do that with a long pass. They created some other opportunities off that. Again, it's just we have to have better pressure on the puck to not allow that one long pass to beat two or three players. And again, we want to stay above the puck in the neutral zone. And if we can force dumps, that's a win. And that's, again, we did that fairly well throughout the game, but we ran into trouble in our zone. Again, just not being tough enough to play against, not being nearly physical enough as well, and those are areas we got to improve upon.
Well, they went 2-for-2 on the power play. What kind of adjustments do you need to make sure that doesn't happen here today?
Yeah, it starts with the faceoff. We were 0-for on the faceoffs. We were 0-for on clears, and we got overextended a few times. There was times when our top player would just go too hard out there at the puck carrier, and they have their head up. That's going to be an easy pass, and we would sometimes follow that pass. Now the puck would go right back to that player. Now they have it where they want it, right in the middle of the rink. So we just have to do a better job of again, we got to start. It starts with that faceoff, right? That's the first battle of the power play penalty kill. We want to win that, get a 200-foot clear, and then we just have to be a little bit better in terms of our stick placement and how especially our top player, just not being over-aggressive, especially when they have the puck on their stick and they're looking right at you.
Well, you made a couple of adjustments to your lines on that fourth line. You've got Annika and Kayla in. What have you kind of prepared them for here today?
Well, Kayla's been in, has played every weekend this year. This is going to be Annie's first opportunity. And she's worked extremely hard. She's done everything we've asked in practice. She's earned this opportunity, and they just got to go out and play. I mean, the entire team knows. We don't have to do a whole lot of talking. They know what they have to do today, And we just need to come out and compete a lot harder. Our battle level's got to be a lot harder. And if we do those things, that's certainly going to help us out.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.